Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center, here to meet your urgent and emergent medical needs, whether they are COVID-19 related or not. Medical emergencies happen when you least expect them. Whether it's a stroke, heart attack, illness, or injury, San Juan Regional Medical Center's caregivers are here to provide care to you and your loved ones. Find out more online at sanjuanregional.com. Ten minutes past 8 o'clock. It is Wednesday, February 17th, 2021. Good morning, everybody. I'm Scott Micklin, and thank you for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM, over the air, of course, in San Juan County, New Mexico, 103.3 FM, over the air in Durango, Colorado, and streaming everywhere from our website, ksje.com. Welcome also to our viewers who are watching this visual radio program. The video is streaming live today to the KSJE Facebook page, also to our Twitter account, and you can see it on our KSJE YouTube channel momentarily. Coming up on the program this morning, we're going to be talking about childcare and education with my guest, Kathy Price. She is standing by in the studio to talk with me this morning. She is working with the Regional Education Cooperative in New Mexico, so we'll get more details about that in the next few moments right here on KSJE. Then later on this hour, my guest, Mike Hadabaugh from the Encouragement Lab, we're going to get a best of portion from the Encouragement Lab this morning. Always some good advice about relationships and communication. It's coming up today, 8:50 a.m. on the radio and online, so stay tuned for that. Next hour, Mick Hess, Roving with the Arts, our classical music program. And today, Mick is talking about local favorites and who's more local and who's more favorite than the one and only Les Leach. He is Mick's featured guest this week on Roving with the Arts. You'll hear from Les coming up this morning, 9:06 on KSJE. Stay tuned for that. At 10:30, it's our local and regional author program right on Four Corners. And Tracy Hales-Vass is talking with author Jack Yerby about his latest book, which is called The Mystery of the Lost Will. You'll hear more about that coming up today at 10:30 with Tracy Hales-Vass on Right on Four Corners right here on KSJE. And don't forget, of course, in addition to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, we also invite you to connect with us on our Instagram page as well. And let's talk about the weather forecast outside our studios here at San Juan College. It is partly sunny this morning with a temperature of 16 degrees. We are expecting a partly sunny day today, but still a chance of a scattered snow shower this afternoon and the high of 36 in Farmington today. Clear tonight with a low near 12. Mostly sunny skies tomorrow with a high again of 36 degrees and a low of 12. Partly sunny on Friday, the high 39. A warm up on Saturday with a high of 46 with partly sunny skies. 42 on Sunday, 47 on Monday, back into the 50s, though, by early next week. Well, let me turn to my guest, who is here with me in the studio this morning. As I mentioned, Kathy Price is here to talk a bit about her work with looking for childcare options and more for parents and students in schools these days. And it's been quite a year. But Kathy Price, good to have you here. Thank you for coming in this morning.
Well, thank you, Scott. It's nice to be here.
Right. Great to have you here. And so you are working with the Regional Education Cooperative, and it's a grant program?
Yes, originally comes from the Early Childhood Education and Care Department that is a new department at the state level that just started last July.
Got you. And so you have been tasked then with working in this part of the state, the Northwest and North Central region, right? So you have a lot of territory to cover.
I have 20 different school districts that I will be working in those communities, yes.
And you are going around, or at least virtually going around these days, to talk with these communities about child care options and programs to help students and families and things like that in these communities?
Correct. The first thing we had to do was to get the pulse of the community and talk to parents, talk to providers, talk to schools, talk to health councils, foundations, nonprofits. Get the real, you know, boots on the ground so the policymakers can have good information. And then from there, we'll be creating connections to build capacity in all these communities.
Gotcha. And so I imagine you're learning that some communities have more resources than others.
Exactly. In New Mexico, and I grew up in New Mexico, so I know it well, sometimes the right hand doesn't know what the left hand is doing.
I'm shocked to hear you say that, Kathy Price. What?
And so my job is to be that connector, to find things. Hey, do you know about this over here? And we have silos of great stuff happening in our state, but we need to make it systemic so kids from birth to graduation have a really comprehensive care for all stages of their life.
Understood. And I guess this year shows more than a lot of others, just maybe what some of those gaps might be, right, during the pandemic with kids having to learn from home and hybrid learning and all these new terms that we now are very familiar with, right? And I imagine you hear a lot about the struggles.
Exactly. You know, hybrid learning is great when the kids can go back into the classroom, but yet there's 3 days they are at home. And if they're a kindergartner and their mother is a first responder, a fire person, or, you know, just can't be at home, then what happens to that child? So another new term is pandemic pods that have been cropping up. So my job is to find out models that are working, like say something in Taos, and then how can we replicate that in Shiprock or down in Zuni? And it's a fun challenge, but like I said, we have great little silos of things going on. Now let's just pull it together so we can bring New Mexico childcare data out of being way down at the bottom.
Right. And so this job that you're doing, as you mentioned, it's relatively new. It's a relatively new department at the state level. And the idea being to get this data back to these policymakers, I imagine eventually the state legislature then to maybe talk about some legislation to try to make these programs permanent or these services permanent to our state and residents.
Exactly. There's some bills, you know, in the legislature right now and some CARES money coming down the pike. We've got this new department that really recognizes the need in our state, and how can we do that? This program, I literally started the middle of January. It only runs to June. But if I can kickstart that and start those connections and make, hey, do you hear about this? And start building those relationships so we can really come together and make a systemic program of good stuff, because we know what kids need. So let's work on getting it to them.
Right. But already there are some things available for parents, right, and for children, right, who may be struggling. You sent me some posters about some of the things that are available right now, like childcare, right?
Exactly. Well, assistance for childcare. So if you're, say, a family of five and you make $60,000, $61,000 a year, you would qualify for childcare assistance from the state. One in three New Mexico families qualify for assistance, and I guarantee you one in three families do not apply for that assistance. So my job is to give that information, hold people's hand. I just don't want to give you a link to click. I want to build those relationships so they'll say, oh, let's call Kathy. She'll help you through this.
Right.
That's what I want to be in this region. And there's seven of us regional coordinators around the state.
And you mean virtual gloved hand, right? Or hold your virtual
right, correct.
Hand.
Yes.
If folks are concerned about that.
And that's why I took this job. I didn't want to be driving all that, but I pick up the phone, I email, Zoom calls, Google Meets. I'm learning about Teams. There's all kinds of different options now.
Ways to connect. But you're right. This program that offers this child care assistance, we hear about that all the time from families who are maybe struggling. They've got parents both working. They've got young kids or not so young kids. And what do they do with these kids? And so obviously childcare is a big family expense. And if the state can help defray some of that, that's what this program would do?
You bet. And right now, parents don't even, sometimes there's a graduated scale that you might have a copay. Well, right now the state has waived copay, so parents don't even have to worry about a copay right now. It's really a great program to take advantage of.
Got you. And so the poster that you sent me talks about these income levels. You mentioned a family of five, mm-hmm. and that $61,360 income, right? But it's graduated, and so that would determine if you qualify or not, or how much assistance you qualify for?
It's really easy. You know, there's a link on one of the websites that say, am I eligible? And you just type in the numbers, and they'll say yes, no, partially, because we can do partial credit.
Okay.
So it doesn't cost anything to find out.
That's true. And so the website is right there on this poster, this NMECECD.org.
And there's lots of different links. Right now, here in this area, I'd recommend going to the NMREC1.org website.
Okay.
That David Bowman with the REC Regional Cooperative in our area has. And all the resources that I send him, he posts those on his site. So that's a great local place to go for good information.
Got you. And again, there's also a phone number that folks can call as well.
You bet. You bet.
And it's all available online to be able to do that. But that's just one of the things that that we're talking about this morning and is available for residents in our state. And has that been around for a while, Kathy Price, or is this a new thing that we're just hearing about, this assistance for childcare?
Well, assistance has been around. However, with the COVID coming on and the health crisis, the new program where you don't have to pay the copay, that's new. And we're strengthening it. And also, you know, it used to be just a poverty level, and now it's 200% of the poverty level.
Which includes more families, then,
exactly.
I guess, right, when you expand that income requirement.
Exactly. Like I said, 1 in 3 New Mexico families
right.
probably qualify.
Interesting. And it doesn't cost anything to find out if you do or you don't.
Right.
So that's what we're talking about this morning. And so, interesting. The other thing I wanted to ask you about, too, is this, I guess, providing maybe child care for watching children in the neighborhood from a family or a friend or neighbor, right?
This is really sweet. Let's say that a grandmother is watching her daughter's infant child while the daughter goes and works at Walmart, shift work, something like that. Generally, you know, there would be no program, but there is a program called Family, Friends, and Neighbors Temporary Provider. And if that daughter qualifies for child care assistance, then the state will pay the grandmother. So it's really a win-win situation. The daughter gets help, and the grandmother also has an income source. And again, there's different reimbursement rates for the age of the child and the length and everything like that. Doesn't take any money to find out if you're eligible. Plus, to become a temporary provider, you can do it all online. You take a short 2 to 3 hour safety course. You take a CPR course. You fill out some paperwork, and you too can become a temporary provider through this program.
And I was mentioning that I was going to mention the training. You talked about that, right? So these folks would get some training to be eligible for this program if the parent is eligible for this assistance?
Yes, we have a lot of resources in early childhood in the state, and my job is to flesh those out and give them to the people who really need them. There is something where you can put on your cell phone that'll text you on what to do if you have a 6-month-old child or a 3-year-old child or a 4-year-old child. I just learned about that program yesterday. So between the early childhood department, our universities in the state, our departments, we've got some great resources, but often people don't know about them. So it's communication, building those relationships, and making those connections that's important.
Well, and coming on the radio. That's got to be helpful,
a
too.
A media campaign is important, yes, and it's wonderful that we have these resources.
That's true. And now this program, though, is temporary, right? And this is all because of the pandemic?
Yes.
This has come about, right? So it's not going to be around forever.
No, we saw a need, and mm-hmm. we responded to the need, and that's what we're good for.
Right. But it seems to me that, we can't wait for things to kind of get back to somewhat normal, right? But this program will be around, I would say, at least for 6 more months.
Yes,
if not more.
I imagine, yeah.
Okay. But it's available now, and mm-hmm. folks can, you've got your phone number on this poster, so you don't mind if folks call your cell phone number?
No, email, phone number, text.
Okay.
That's what I'm doing these days.
There you go. But don't call her right now because she's on the radio. She's kind of busy.
I've got it on buzz.
You'll go to voicemail. But your number, just for our radio audience who can't see the poster, 505-330-5574. And
yes.
That's how you can get in touch with Kathy Price to find out more about this temporary Family, Friends, and Neighbors Temporary Provider Program, which is what this is all about. And so this program and the other ones that we're talking about are all the things that, again, are they're available throughout this region that you work in, right? So from Farmington to...
They're available throughout the whole state.
The state,
yes.
Right? To
mm-hmm.
Taos, to Gallup, to Grants, all those places in between.
Yes. Anywhere you are in New Mexico.
And folks can check it out and become trained and take advantage of this. So let me ask you a little bit about this. Now, you are starting kind of some regular get-togethers, right, with parents in the area?
Well, just not parents, but all stakeholders in a child's welfare,
okay.
Whether that be a parent, a grandparent, a provider, a teacher at the college, a school personnel, after-school providers, any programs, nonprofits that are involved with children. Anybody with children is welcome. This is kind of modeled off a program in Taos called Paso a Paso that has been around for 20 years doing some great things in Taos. And it's like, we need to start something here in the Four Corners area that it can be very similar. And so I use the acronym CLAP, where we connect, we listen and learn, we applaud the good things that are happening, and we plan what we can do next. And it's a supportive environment. It's all free, of course. There's no have to do this. There's no sign-ins, no, oh, you didn't go, we're going to kick you out. None of that. This is an inclusive, let's come together and start the conversations.
Interesting. And so the first one is coming up next week.
Monday at 7 o'clock.
Okay. And you've got others planned almost every month, it looks like, through June, right?
Right. I have Zoom links. I am learning that calendar reminders are the way to go.
Right,
so
true.
If you want a calendar reminder, please just text or email me and I will send you a calendar reminder.
And that will include the Zoom link and then folks, it'll
yes.
just, I always do what my phone tells me to do. If I need to be at a meeting or on a Zoom call.
Life has changed a bit, Scott.
When my phone beeps, I follow what it says because I can't remember my schedule from day to day, some days anyway. But this is important. And so, as you mentioned, this is not just for parents. It's for everybody worried about or concerned about children and their well-being these days.
Exactly. The students, teachers, anybody with a vested interest in the welfare of our children, which hopefully should be the majority of the population.
Everybody listening to our voice, I would think, this morning, that's for sure. And let me ask you a bit about that, because you know, during this whole time of kids being home from school, learning from home, not being able to go back into the classroom from time to time, now things are opening back up, which we're thrilled about, but a lot of stress for students, a lot of stress for parents. And just a lot of unknowns that you're hearing about, right?
Exactly. I think it really shows us the need for good social emotional learning. You can call it all kinds of different things, but to have the skills, it's a skill set to learn how to deal with stress, what to do when you're around unpleasant people, because there's going to be unpleasant people everywhere. That's just part of life. How are you going to relate to that? How is that going to affect the children in your circle, in your bubble? And if a person is stressed, a teacher is stressed, that is going to, you know, flow over into their surroundings with the children they're working with. So we have to really be cognizant of that. And we have some wonderful social workers. We have counselors. We have a lot of good programs. Maybe they're not systemic, like I kind of mentioned, the little silos here and there. I know Lanel is doing a great project right now on doing a survey of SEL in seven counties. And so it's just finding this out and then helping people work through this and building our own capacity.
And as I mentioned, right, some communities maybe do this better than others or have more programs available for these families or students or teachers than others. And I guess your job is to kind of identify what's working, what's not working, and what could be useful in some other communities to get those up and running?
Right, and I want to identify the mover and the shakers in the community. Who are the doers? I kind of get things done. Those of my friends kind of will laugh with me on this. But let's just do it. Jump in. Sure, we might make mistakes, but we're going to fail forward. We're going to learn from that. We're going to put our best foot forward there because it's our future. And we've got wonderful people in our state, and we can solve our own problems. But a lot of times, like I said, we need that connection. And I am so thankful that this grant is allowing us around the state to do those connections and to build that capacity.
And we talk about early childhood and early childhood education, early childhood programs for kids in New Mexico. It seems to me that I always hear about how these are really life-changing opportunities for the children in our state. If we reach them early and help them early, it really avoids a lot of problems further down the road. Is that what you understand too?
Oh, definitely. My background is in early childhood education. That's what first got me to San Juan County 40 years ago. But also, a dollar spent there saves so much money down the line. So fiscally, it's really good for the economy. If you can give a good support system and get a kid on the right track when he's 5 and through kindergarten, he's going to do so much better. The research is undeniable about that, that a dollar spent down here saves or creates, you know.
Right. And more successful people, right? More successful kids, more successful teens, more successful young adults, all those things, right? That's what the data points
to. Right. Kids become aware of their emotions, their intentions. They know they have a choice. Do I want to scream and yell, or do I want to take a deep breath, practice the pause, and choose another way?
Right. Now, for the educators, for people who are in the early childhood business, I guess, in our state, and again, we have lots of opportunities, lots of folks who are in that career, there is some other benefits and training for them.
Oh, free training for all early childhood professionals, plus some scholarship opportunities if you're early childhood professional or mental health, especially with infants. There's scholarships out there at the state level. These are new. They're available right now for you to use. We've got the good programs, so let's get a lot of the people in our area in those programs.
There you go. And again, they can get more information through these websites or calling you.
Yes, uh-huh. And if you want anything in particular, let me know. And my job is to go and flesh that out and find it for you and say, hey, I think this would be relevant in your situation, whether you're a business owner, whether you are a chamber of commerce person or a member of a foundation.
Right. And you said, Kathy Price, that you've been on this job since January.
Uh-huh.
And you've hit the ground running, literally and figuratively. And so in the last just month or so, what have you seen around our state? Are there anything that has surprised you, or did you kind of come with eyes open as to what to expect?
Well, the struggle is real. The mental anguish is real with parents and with teachers. I think people really try to do the best they can. They might not have all the tools, and so they need the more tools. And there's a huge need, again, to bring these two hands together and to use what we have and to make it systemic, just not these isolated little programs and isolated things that are going wonderful. Even, you know, here in the Four Corners, kudos to Aztec. They are putting they hire a substitute to help with the staff's children on hybrid learning at each of the campuses, which is a wonderful idea. So there's good things happening everywhere. Boys and Girls Club working with Farmington schools for their brain camps and their after-school programs. We just need to expand the need so all children have those opportunities, just not a select few.
Got you. And I guess that's what we see from community to community, right? That some have the haves and the have-nots, I suppose, right?
Exactly.
To coin a phrase that's been used over and over again, but still is very true in this situation. And we know our state is a very rural state. We've got a lot of communities that are spread apart, and so it's hard to maybe commute to a larger place that maybe has more of these resources, and so they really need to be in these smaller towns.
Right, but kudos to the districts where they have the buses drop off the lunch and drop off packets because the poor internet and the parents can't log in, or they have 4 children with different schedules and they can't even go get the lunch and all of that. So we need to be problem solvers. We need to be open-minded, put all the ideas on the table and say, this will work, this won't. Well, what if we take this and tweak it here? And that's what I'm good at helping, I hope, to help coordinate all of that.
Right. And you mentioned, though, that this job that you have is only here until, what, June?
Through June, right.
And it seems to me, and I don't want to be Debbie Downer here, but it seems to be a bigger task than just 6 months' worth. Do you think they get extended?
I don't know. That's up to the policymakers. I do know that the Early Childhood Education and Care Department is doing a fantastic job. They have a strategic plan that was released in January for the state. So they do have a plan and programs in the state. And there's 274 plus employees just with that one department. So when I'm gone, there will be other things in place. And maybe this forum we start can continue. And I'll do it as a volunteer. Who knows?
Right.
There's going to be different options.
Seems like a big job, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
It is. It's a big need.
Right.
And that's why this is phase two of the project. They found the need by doing a survey back in, I think Sondra Houston was here in September.
Right, last fall.
And so now the second phase that started the middle of January goes through June. And so, who knows about phase three?
Understood. So things are moving forward, I guess is the message, right? And again, this has been a commitment from the state level to fund, to put their money where their mouth is, right? Not to just say we need to do it, but to also pay to make it happen.
Right. And right now they're even looking at taking 1% of the permanent fund and put that towards early childhood. So there's some ideas out there in the legislature. Again, on the REC website, David has created a legislative tracker for all education bills that is a wonderful time saver. Anybody interested in education can go to that site and follow the education bills.
Got you. But again, we know it's a big concern, a big issue in our state, a big conversation, which we're having at all levels. And it's great to see the legislature kind of paying attention to some of these opportunities and some of these bills that are moving forward to perhaps address some of these, as you said, systemic issues in the state.
Correct.
And that's important. And so we just have about maybe a few minutes remaining this morning together, Kathy Price. But so what can folks do? I mean, just take advantage of some of these things that we're talking about, right?
They do. And you maybe it doesn't apply close to you, but maybe somebody in your family, your neighbor, your coworker, a friend. Hey, so-and-so might. Let me call them and tell them to look at that. Or I can send a lot of information. What's nice about not having to drive around the whole area is then I have more time to actually work one-on-one with people. I can present to groups, to organizations, to teams. I also do a lot of professional development. My career was in education, of course, here in San Juan County for 40-some years. So I have a big tool bag that I can pull from to help, and that's part of my job, to present professional development or classes, whatever is needed. I'm kind of an idea person. So let's get together and have some coffee and brainstorm.
There you go. Even if it's virtual coffee, but it could still work.
Or we can talk on the ski slopes too. You know, the skiing is really good now.
There you go. There you are. But you are working with parents and school districts and other communities too, right? And all this, that's your scope, is to really bring everybody together or talk to these groups to see what they need.
Right. I also feel, because it is so big, I spread these seeds out. Where are they going to plant? And where they're going to plant, I'm going to work with those people. And if they don't plant, gosh darn, I'm sorry, didn't get to you this time. And then I'll spread some more seeds and put some more water, and then you go where you're wanted.
Right. And I guess to use your analogy, right, some seeds may sprout faster in some communities than
right.
others. And it may grow a little better or stronger than other places.
Yes.
And it's important, I guess, to find those community groups that can maybe help fertilize and water a little bit more when you can't get there to do that.
And the great programs that are out there that, you know, are comprehensive, and there's a lot of great nonprofits, a lot of great foundations, United Ways, Child Haven. You know, we have a lot of Boys and Girls Club. We've got a lot of the pieces. Now let's just put all the pieces together like a big puzzle.
Right. Right. But it's a big area, as you mentioned, because you are working in a big chunk of the northwest corner of the state, north central
part
of the state.
Well, from Penasco, go to Penasco, Cuesta, and come west to the state line over in Shiprock, and that's my territory. And Dan, I also have Rio Rancho, Los Alamos, Cuba, all in between. Luckily, I know a lot of people in those areas, so that helps in getting the relationship. My background is in horses, of course, in New Mexico, so I know the rural community a lot.
Very
and,
true.
And that helps.
And so, but that would include like the Navajo Nation, a lot of the Pueblos and things like that. So you're
yes.
working with all entities.
Charter houses, you bet. Mm-hmm. All of them.
And so we know that there are bigger issues or big issues in some of these smaller Native American communities as opposed to the off-reservation communities. I mean, a lot of folks facing
right.
the same issues,
and the
right?
Native American, you know, actually in this whole area, the prevalent way of childcare, which I did with my own sons, is you find somebody who's watching kids in their home and you like them, you know them, and you work out a deal with the kids, and they're not licensed, they're not registered or anything like that. But now, and that was 40 years ago, now we're trying to bring some more support to those systems. So there's a program called Focus where you have tiers of support and training, and you also get higher reimbursement rates if you're higher in that tier. And there's licensed home and registered home. So we're trying to standardize that care so we've got good care and safety issues
Very
to help
good.
Kids.
That's great. Well, again, it's a lot of work, I think, a big job, but I can't think of a better person to do it than you, who's got a lot of energy and a lot of connections. and a lot of wherewithal to really bring these folks together and break down those silos that you mentioned.
Well, it's fun work. It really is, and it's very rewarding.
No kidding. Well, and you're working for Children in New Mexico. What could be better than that? There you are. Kathy Price, let me again share some information. Your contact information again, your cell phone, 505-330-5574. Your email address, kprice@swrecnm.org. And that's the best way to reach you, right?
You bet.
Okay. And the other website that you mentioned that folks can go to see all these resources that are really compiled in one spot?
Right. NMRECnumeral1.org.
All right. Very good. Well, thank you so much for coming in this morning. Great to talk with you.
Thank you, Scott. Have a nice day.
You too. Thank you very much. That's Kathy Price, my guest here on KSJE. Back with more in just a moment, everyone. The time right now is 8:40 a.m. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.